Hi, this is Lori Janik. Welcome to the Legal Affairs Podcast Series with your host, Finley P. Maxson.
Welcome to the NAR Legal Affairs Made Podcast. This month, I speak with attorney Scott Kosov, the law firm of Labatt, Balkan, Colavita, and Cantini in Garden City, New Jersey. Mr. Kosov is a litigator and has defended real estate professionals in matters over the years. He will be speaking at the Risk Management Forum during NAR's mid-year conference in Washington, D.C., in a presentation entitled Tips for Avoiding Breach of Fiduciary Duty and Related Lawsuits. Welcome to the podcast, Scott.
Thank you.
First question is, why are real estate professionals sued for breach of fiduciary duty?
It's a great question. The purchase of real estate, especially residential real estate, for most people, is the biggest financial commitment of their lives. It's a process that carries with it a huge emotional investment as well. If anything goes wrong, or if there's something that happens that causes one of the parties, in particular the purchaser, some displeasure about the transaction, it can often lead to some particularly bitter and angry feelings. A real estate agent owes a fiduciary duty to their client, and that duty is one based on trust, confidence, and candor between the agent and client. So it's a special relationship. And when a party to a real estate transaction gets to the point of starting a lawsuit against the real estate agent, a big part of the underlying issue that led to that lawsuit is the plaintiff's belief that the agent they trusted, the agent that they believe owed them a fiduciary duty, violated that trust in some way. Indeed, most of the problems that lead to, regardless of whether anyone is at fault or what the issue is, can be couched as a breach of fiduciary duty.
So can you give some examples of lawsuits involving claims for breach of fiduciary duty?
Sure. I can give many, I guess, from the lawsuits that I've handled, but here's just a few. I'll save some of them for the seminar. I had an interesting situation years ago involving a claim that a buyer's agent allegedly failed to disclose that a second septic system was installed in a property. After the closing, it turns out that the system was not installed properly, and raw sewage rose up and flooded the property. The allegation was that the buyer's agent violated her fiduciary duty to the buyer by not disclosing her knowledge about the installation of the second septic system. Another example from the other side of a transaction was a recent claim by a seller against his listing agent. The seller claimed that his agent disclosed allegedly confidential information about the transaction to the press, which while it had no effect on the sale, he claimed that it had an effect on his business interests and caused damage to his business. One last one, and one that's much more typical of what we usually see in these lawsuits, a purchaser sued the seller's agent for breach of fiduciary duty for allegedly not disclosing the correct tax information on the property. The purchaser believed that the seller's agent was working for him since he didn't have his own agent, and all of his conversations were with the listing agent. The agent took him around the property on all of his visits, answered all of his questions. In that case, the seller's agent had no writing of any kind signed by his actual client, the seller, or the buyer, to confirm who exactly he was working for, even though that agent and the seller both clearly believed he was the seller's agent.
So what do real estate professionals need to know to help protect them from these lawsuits?
I think most importantly when it comes to breach of fiduciary duty is some type of documentation, especially an agency disclosure form, that the agent always makes sure is signed and signed very early in the process. A lot of people ask, what is early in the process? Well, obviously, if you're a listing or seller's agent, the minute you take the listing, that agency disclosure form is signed by your client. In the states that I work in, New York and New Jersey, if you are the buyer's agent, you have to make sure the minute you basically sign up to represent that buyer or the buyer starts expressing some serious interest in a property, that the agency disclosure form is signed. And this is probably, this type of documentation is the most important thing when it comes to these breach of fiduciary duty lawsuits, because pursuant to the last example I gave in your last question, oftentimes it's the party that you were not the agent for who is suing you. And if you have some type of documentation signed by that party confirming that, in fact, you did not represent them, but you represented the other side. It helps lawyers like me get cases like those dismissed. One much more basic one as well is for your client, that duty of candor and honesty that comes with a breach of fiduciary duty is oftentimes what results in lawsuits and the alleged violation of that duty. So if there's any type of an issue between a seller's agent or a buyer's agent and their own client as to what needs to be disclosed to them, I always make sure that the real estate agents know that they need to talk to management in their company if there's ever a question of what not to disclose, because frankly, your client is expecting that you're going to disclose everything to them.
Well, Scott, that's very helpful information. What resources would you point licensees towards to learn more about this topic?
I would say, one, come to the risk management forum that I'm speaking at. Two, realtor.org is a great resource for all of them. Depending on your individual state, in states where I work, in New York and New Jersey, but I'm sure other states have it as well, you have the Department of State websites as well as all of the state and local real estate board websites. And then lastly, most real estate companies have attorneys who, like me, who do a lot of their risk management work and come in and give seminars from time to time. So if ever there are issues that pop up, you know, contact your attorney, and I'm usually very available to make sure I come in and give any updates on the law that my agents need to know about.
Well, Scott, that was very helpful. The Risk Management Forum will take place on May 15th at 8 a.m. during NAR's mid-year meetings in Washington, D.C. We would like to remind our audience that the podcast was recorded on April 30th, 2013. Information provided in the podcast may no longer be current, and listeners should confirm independently its accuracy.